Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we have this is Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. When Darul Uloom Newcastle commenced, then at that time, Maulana and his brother Maulana Mansur al-Haq sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, these were the two that the great Shaykh al-Hadith, Mufassir of his time, Muhaddis of his time, the great Allama Yusuf bin Uri Rahmatullah alayhi, he recommended that Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq sahab and Maulana Mansur al-Haq sahab should be employed and engaged for the teaching of Hadith Sharif, Tafsir, and Alhamdulillah, over the years that they taught at Darul Uloom Newcastle, so many students qualified, and they are doing excellent work and sterling work in the areas wherever they settled. Many moved to foreign countries, and they are the students of Maulana and his brother. And our Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Mullah Yunus Usman Sahib, they all were teaching there. Under the leadership and guidance of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. After that, Maulana went over to America, where he was for the past 10 years. And as we know, there's Islamophobia everywhere. False charges are cooked up to deport our ulama. And unfortunately, but we will not say unfortunately, we will say it was a gain for South Africa that Maulana came back. But Alhamdulillah, in his 10 years there also, sterling work was done, not only amongst the Muslims, but even amongst the non-Muslims that were living in that place called St. Jose or something near Florida. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept all the khidmat diniya with sharfi qubuliyat. May Allah bless them with maqbuliyat. Today's talk will be given by Maulana, and then the khutbah and namaz will be performed by his son, who is also an alim, a mufti who qualified from Darul Uloom Zakariya. Maulana Tashreef.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمرني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع أمرني بحب المساكين والدنوب منهم وأمرني بأن أنظر إلى من هو دوني ولا أنظر إلى من هو فوقي وأمرني بأن أصل الرحم وإن أدبرت وأمرني بأن لا أسأل أحدا شيئا وأمرني بأن أقول الحق وإن كان مرا وأمرني بأن لا أخاف في الله لومة لائم وأمرني بأن أكثر من قول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله فإنهن من كنز تحت العرش رواه أحمد. Respected علماء الكرام, our Hazrat and our brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Indeed, it is a great honor for me to stand in front of our brothers under the command of Hazrat and speak in front of him. I wanted to say Jazakumullah and thank you very much, especially to Hazrat and his Mutaalliqeen and all the Musallis of this masjid here who have been making dua for me when I was under arrest in America. Just few words about that. For a Muslim and for us is no shame to be arrested by these kuffar. In fact, it is a confirmation of our iman and our deen. Allah has told us long time back, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will be testing you, definitely we will test you with fear. In America, the Muslims living in fear all the time. Anytime somebody can come and arrest them. And America has created this atmosphere of fear all over the world. A guy can be kidnapped from this country also. So what about in America? So for a believer, when he is put in a test, Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, لَا تَتَمَنُّوا لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوِ. Don't ask Allah to meet the enemy. وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Ask Allah to protect you. And safety. Ask for safety. Safety first. فَإِذَا ابْتُلِيتُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. But if you are put in a test, then make sabr. So as a believer, when he is in jail, he immediately starts thinking all those lessons which he has been learning and teaching in his life, he must practice them now. So alhamdulillah, and I am a hafiz of Quran. When they arrested me, and by the time I landed in jail, it was about 24 hours. So I started reading my Quran, and when I landed on my bed in jail, I had finished my Quran. That was a great companion. We are asking Allah, oh Allah, make this Quran our companion in this world, in also in grave, and also on the day of judgment. So that is an opportunity of testing ourselves and testing all those things which we have been reading about or teaching about or doing the lip service. So alhamdulillah, with the du'as of our akabir, like Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib, Muddazilul Ali, our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, in whose name they connected me with his name, and they said, he is a big terrorist, you are also a terrorist. Yes, these people are terrorizing shaitan. They are no terrorists whatsoever. All their good work is taken as terrorism. Make dua Allah Ta'ala prolong the life of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Muddazilul Ali, grant him great health inshallah, and our big Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Muddazilul Ali. My dear brothers, I selected a hadith for you. It has mentioned 7 points. Time is very limited. If we talk about one point, the time will pass. But I will mention those 7 points before elucidating on each one of them separately. Those 7 points, we must remember them. Allah has given us 2 ears. Not one for entry, one for exit. But both, so that we can take from both ears into our hearts and mind. The reporter of hadith is Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, and the hadith is mentioned in Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. And in Muntakhab al-Hadith, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmahullah, Hazrat Mona Delhi rahmatullah alayh, in his Muntakhab al-Hadith, this hadith is also mentioned. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu reports, and he says, my friend Khalil, my Khalili, Khalili commanded me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relationship with Sahaba was so beautiful that they could call him Khalil. My bosom friend, Rasulullah commanded me to do this. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had given him ru'b. Nusirtu bil-ru'b masirata shahrin. Aw kama qal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has put on me ru'b. When the enemy or anybody thinks about me or looks at me, they become awe-stricken and fearful of me. With all that fear, when somebody came close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu describes him, man ra'ahu badihatan haba, wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabba. If someone sees him from a distance, he will be afraid of him. وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً. If someone comes in connection with him and sits with him in his company, he starts loving him. That was the love which Sahaba Kiram felt in their heart for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, once he mentioned about his own incident. He said, Rasulullah appointed me on a as a commander of an army going for Ghazwa, Jaishu Zat Salasil. So I was made commander. So I felt very happy. After that, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Man ahabbun nasi ilayk? O Prophet of Allah, tell me, who is the most beloved person to you? Thinking that now my name will come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. Aisha is most beloved to me. So he said, no, I mean minar rijal, from the men. From men, who is most beloved to you? Qala abuha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, her father, Aisha's father, you know, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Qultu summa man. I said, then, okay, after Abu Bakr. Who is after Abu Bakr? Thinking his name will come again. Qala summa Umar. So then Umar. So he said, fasakattu. After that I kept quiet. I didn't ask any more questions. Makhafata an yaj'alani fi akhirihim. I was afraid that my name might come at the end of the list somewhere. I don't ask anymore. That's how Sahaba felt very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each person felt I am Mr. Somebody because of the dealing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, who was from Ghifar tribe, came from somewhere in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became so close that he called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Khalil. My Khalil commanded me with how many things? Let us question you. Bisab'in, seven things. Let us not forget, inshallah, after Jummah I will ask you. Number one, Amarani bihubbil masakin. Love the poor people. Waddunuwi minhum, and be close to them. Love the masakin and be close to them. Number two, Wamarani bi an anzura ila man huwa duni wala anzura ila man huwa fawqi. I must look at those who are lower than me in rank in dunya. And I must not look at those who are higher than me in dunya. Look at the lower people. Don't look at the higher people. Number three, وَأَمَرَنِي بِأَنْ أَصِلَ الرَّحِمِ وَإِنْ أُدْبِرْتُ. I must look after my relatives, even if they turn their backs towards me. If they are not good to me, I must be good to them. That's three. Number four, وَأَمَرَنِي بِأَلَّا أَسْأَلَ أَحَدًا شَيْئًا. And he commanded me that I mustn't ask the people for any favors. Learn the self-reliance. Do your things yourself. Don't ask anybody for anything. Number five, وَأَمَرَنِي بِأَنْ أَقُولَ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرًّا. I must speak the truth, even if it is bitter. Even if it hurts, I must speak the truth. I must stick to truth. Number six, وَأَمَرَنِي بِأَلَّا أَخَافَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Commanded me that I mustn't fear in the matter of Allah the criticism of any critic. I must not fear in the matter of deen, in the matter of Allah, I must not fear anybody's criticism or admonishment or blaming or something. I must not care. I must do what is right. Finish. And the last one, number seven. وَأَمَرَنِي بِأَنْ أُكْسِرَ مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I must say lot of لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. فَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنْ كَنْزٍ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. Because these words of لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, this zikr is a very special zikr. It is from the treasure under the arsh of Allah. Special treasure has been leaked for our benefit. Given to us from the treasure of Allah, under the throne of Allah, this treasure is leaked, is la hawla wa la quwwata. We say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah when you see something bad. But la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is like a zikr, like subhanallah, like alhamdulillah, like Allahu Akbar. In the same way, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Again, go back. How many points? 7 points. May Allah bring them in my life and in the life of everybody. Number one was Amarani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bihubbil masakeen wa dunuwi minhum. I translated all of them because otherwise would have just stuck to one and you would have been wondering what happened to others. Number one is loving the poor people. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtasa Mudazilul Ali, he was giving lecture somewhere and he explained there is a dua. Allahumma ahyini miskinan wa amitni miskinan wa hshurni fi zumratil masakin. Allah, keep me alive as a miskin, give me death as a miskin, and resurrect me on the day of judgment as a miskin and in the group of masakin. And other hadith is mentioned because masakin will be going to Jannat before other people. So one rich person who was in the gathering, our Shaykh explained, what is the meaning of being miskin? It doesn't mean that you must become poor. It means Allah grant us humbleness. Our richness mustn't go into our heads. Allah must grant us humbleness that even if our pocket is full, we are down to earth. We can sit with the low class people also. We don't mind mingling with everybody. We must be humble. So after the lecture, that rich person hugged our Shaykh and said, Shaykh, you have removed a big misunderstanding from my heart. For many, many years, if someone made this dua, I never said even Ameen on that. Because it meant that I must become poor. And I am a rich man. I am helping masjid. I am helping madrasa. I am spending money on a lot of causes of Islam. If I become poor, how am I going to help? So I was not making a lot of Ameens on this type of dua and I was not making this dua. But now you have cleared it. That Allah must give us humbleness. We have been told to love the poor people and be close to them. It will help us, inshallah, in developing the quality of tawazu and humbleness. Because many a time, when we don't sit with these type of people, we start thinking we are Mr. Somebody. When we live with these people, when you bring them close, we are told here, love them, bring them close to you. When we do that, inshallah, the quality of humbleness will develop. And silatul rahim, and looking at the lower people, similar meanings. Looking at the lower people, and if we are looking at the lower people, we'll thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are looking at the higher people in dunya matters, what will happen? We will develop this inferiority complex. We may not thank Allah. We say, no, I don't have, man. This guy has so much. Bill Gates is so rich. If we always look at Bill Gates, we will never appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. But look at those people who are homeless. Look at those people who are sickly. Look at those people who have diseases. I will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking after the relatives also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in one hadith, if someone wants to live longer, that must be barakah in his life, and his sustenance must grow, and there must be barakah in his sustenance, let him look after his relatives. Speaking the truth, we take the name of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah, when he was small child, when his mother sent him, tied some golden coins in his astar, in his clothes, hidden. And told him, you are going to learn deen, speak the truth. Always speak the truth. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, 14 years old, is on his way to study deen, to Baghdad. On the way, his caravan was looted by the gangsters. And by the wayfarer robbers, they came and they looted and they were looking for money everywhere. And they asked him, do you have money? He said, yes. He said, where is your money? Where is your money? He said, here is here. If you open this, there will be money inside. They seen the money inside. They took him to their leader. This guy, he had the chance to hide this money, but he spoke the truth to us and told us He has dinar, golden coins, dananir. So the leader of the gang, he started crying. And he asked him, boy, you could hit this thing, you could hide it. Why you revealed it? Why you spoke the truth? Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmahullah said, my mother had taken a promise from me before I left my home that I will never speak lies, I will speak the truth. That's why when I was asked about the money, I spoke the truth. That guy, the leader, he made tawbah. He started crying. He made tawbah. He said, this small little child, he is sticking to deen and he has the fear of Allah and he can keep the promise. And I make the promise with Allah also. I am a Muslim too. And here I am sitting and looting the people, robbing them and stealing. He made tawbah. And whole gang made tawbah. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's start was like that. Imagine what happened afterwards. That's truth. Truthfulness. The last one, don't fear anybody in the matter of deen. Sometimes I want to keep beard, but my wife is against it. In the time of marriage, oh, we have to do this because our relatives want it. In the matter of deen, we must not fear the criticism of anybody. Imagine if we were afraid of criticism in the matter of deen, would have been all either Hindus or Christians or Jews. Muslim in India, how he survived against the onslaught of Hinduism? Extremists. Alhamdulillah, in the matter of deen, he said, I don't care. Whatever happens. My la ilaha illallah is more important to me. Same is wherever Muslim is, anywhere he goes. Look at the Russian states, how Muslims looked after their deen, even under the communist rule. Underground they were studying deen and studying Quran. My dear brothers, and the last one was, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We must read it regularly. There is one hadith in which Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that the لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله has cured from 99 sicknesses. Lowest of them all is depression. Aisaruha alham. So we have sicknesses like depression and many more sicknesses. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah has cure for them. Time is up. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me tawfiq and grant all of us tawfiq to practice these golden words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring them into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.